And we have multiple obituaries to report at this time. Dwayne Dewey Shave of Port Hope died peacefully at his home on Friday, July 31st, 2026. Dewey was born on April 6th, 1960. He is survived by his sister Sylvia, his brother Daryl, and many nieces and nephews. A celebration of life will be held at the Hope Community Center, former Port Hope Community School, on August 23rd, 2026, from 1 to 5 p.m. Memorials can be made to the Port Hope 4th of July tractor pull. And Roger Paul Stanton of Elkton, age 74, passed away Monday, August 10th, 2026, at Covenant Cooper in Saginaw. He was born on November 29th, 1951 in Bad Axe. After high school, he answered the call to serve his country in the United States Army, including time in Vietnam. On August 11th of 1990, Roger married the love of his life, Carrie Champagne. Left to cherish his memory are his wife of nearly 36 years, Carrie Stanton, his sons Brandon, Wesley, Justin, Matthew, and Ryan, as well as grandchildren and his siblings. Roger's funeral service will be held on Thursday, August 13th, 2026, at 6 p.m. at Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. The family will be present to receive visitors on Thursday from 2 p.m. until the time of his service. Cremation will follow, and a celebration of Roger's life is being planned for a later date. Those planning an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to the wishes of the family in care of Carrie Stanton. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. And Linda M. Buss Perkins, age 90, of Wolcottville, Indiana, passed away on Sunday, August 9th, 2026. She was born on February 3rd, 1936 in Hudson, Indiana. On March 11th, 1956, she married Charles Buss in Hudson, Indiana. They shared 46 years of marriage before his passing on April 28th of 2002. On June 21st, 2003, she married James W. Perkins in Stroh, Indiana. Linda and Jim shared 20 years together before his passing on July 9th of 2023. Surviving Linda are her two sons, Bradley and Patrick, as well as her grandson. A celebration of life will be held at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, August 12th, 2026, at Stroh Church of Christ in Hudson, Indiana. Visitation will be held at the church on Wednesday from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Burial will take place privately at Colfax Cemetery in Bad Axe, Michigan. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made in Linda's memory to Stroh Church of Christ or First Baptist Church of Bad Axe. Condolences may be sent to the family at FurupMayFuneralHome.com. Arrangements have been entrusted to Furup May Funeral Home of LaGrange, Indiana. And Candace Marie Eschger, age 80, of Port Hope, passed away Saturday, August 8th of 2026. Born in Bay City on May 21st, 1946, she got married to Robert Eschger on January 14th of 1967. She is survived by her children Tracy, Tara, and Tyler, as well as her grandchildren and sister. In accordance with her wishes, cremation has taken place with a private burial to be held at a later date. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com. And LaDonna D. Wetzel, age 90, of Wolcottville, Indiana, passed away on Wednesday, August 5th, 2026. She was born on September 15th, 1935, in LaGrange, Indiana. On July 31st, 1955, she married Charles J. Wetzel. She is survived by her husband Charles, her daughter Heidi, and her four sons, Bradley, Scott, Jeffrey, and Eric, as well as seven grandchildren. A memorial service will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, September 5th, 2026 at Fruit May Funeral Home. Visitation will be held on Saturday from 12:30 p.m. until the time of service at the funeral home. Memorials may be given in LaDonna's memory to the Woodruff Grove Church or Lutheran Life Villages. Arrangements have been entrusted to Fruit May Funeral Home in LaGrange, Indiana.